This is episode 40 of Eye on Digital Marketing. Welcome back to the podcast presented by More Visibility. Some housekeeping items before we get started. Don't forget you can follow us on social media at More Visibility, one word. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget, we also have our event coming up with Google at Beach House here in Pompano Beach, Florida, this Thursday, October 7th. That's at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you are not registered for that event and you are a local client or a local prospect listening right now, make sure you sign up. You have 2 days left. That being said, I am joined today by Vice President of Interactive Advertising, Max Braglia. Max, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Chuck. How are you?
Max, do you know how many podcasts you've been on now? Do you have any idea? Would you like to guess?
Great question.
This is episode number 40, by the way, so maybe that'll help you conceptualize, because I counted before we got on the air here.
Oh, that's interesting.
So give me your best guess.
How many? Five?
Seven.
Seven?
Pretty close.
That's nice.
This is number seven here.
Awesome.
You came on podcast number 36. We talked about how to storytell with SEM data. Very valuable if you haven't heard that. Go back and listen to that. Then you joined us again for episode 37. We talked about those iOS features and updates and how that can affect your digital strategy. Today, we're here to talk about two more very important things. One being a transparent ad experience that has come to the surface, and the second being the future of Google Ads attribution, which is also a large topic for our Thursday event. So there's always a lot happening in the digital space, especially with your team, Max, right? Because you oversee our wonderful team of campaign managers here who every single day on the job, they are managing these campaigns. And when changes like this happen, that directly affects what they do, our strategy, how we relay that data to the clients, etc. So a lot to get into, Max. Let's start now with the transparent ad experience. Google has announced again, right, that they are making these ad units more transparent to users. First and foremost, what does that mean? Because I think the word transparency has become definitely a buzzword over the last few years, and that's great. We all want transparency. But what does that exactly mean? Like, I can see an ad unit. I can see what it is. So what else do I see now?
Yeah, that's a great question, Chuck. So, you know, when you see a banner ad and you see that little blue checkbox at the very top right corner, and you click that, and it's called what Google calls like this about this ad section. Now, that little checkbox is going to evolve into something more comprehensive, and when people who are served an ad are clicking that checkbox, they go to what Google is calling advertiser pages. Mm-hmm. And those pages are a new feature that will allow users and people to gain information about who's serving them an ad. And this all goes back to, you know, Google Ads and Google in general wanted to be more transparent. So what, at the end of the day, what can you see on those advertiser pages? The advertiser name change history. So like the ad creatives that they serve, you can see business contact information, dates and location where the ads were served. So a lot of information, right? And this is not new. Chuck, not new if you think about it, like Facebook, and it was like, I believe, a year ago or so.
Yeah.
Also, I have like a very similar feature they launched that in the name of transparency, where people can go and check out a Facebook page and see what ads were served. And at the end of the day, you want to know, is this company legit? Is this a real company?
Yeah.
And you can get some of that information.
And that Facebook change, that would allow users, it would take you, or it would at least state the page of the business, right, that was doing the advertising?
Exactly.
So
right.
This is a little similar because, and by the way, Max has a great blog on the website posted September 29th that talks more about this and has an example if you want to see what it looks like. But very interesting thing that you said. You said there's now an advertiser page, right? The word page to me, landing page experience, right? Now there's a place to put all this data where before, if you clicked on it and you inquired, maybe it showed you who the brand was, who the company was, maybe a short blurb about why you're seeing this. A page, that's like a business listing to me.
Exactly.
Like that means your stuff has to be pretty tight, and that means that users and or any advertiser really that wants to click that can see your information. Is that accurate?
100% accurate. Absolutely.
And so this transparency, I think, you know, you're right in saying it's a trend. Facebook started it. You know, we see it now with Google. Likely this trend is just going to continue in some form or fashion across the board to most all advertisements you see, because number one, there's so many advertisements out there, right? I think it's only fair for the user to start to have a little bit more information at their fingertips about what they're seeing. But number two, you also brought up, you know, making sure the company is legit, making sure that I'm not clicking on something that may be spam or something that's just not in the realm or should be there. So overall, Max, do you see this as a good change? And is there anything else that from a user standpoint, should I be, you know, concerned? Should I look out for from an advertising standpoint? Is this going to change anything I do, or it kind of is what it is?
It is what it is. Like, in the end, that's a good question. I would say nothing will change, really, but it's a good thing for people to verify that when they see an ad is being served by a company that's legit. And I think, again, going back to what the trend is to give people more transparency, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. So keep on the lookout for that. And again, if you'd like to find more information or see an actual example, you can visit our blog and check out one of Max's latest blogs posted on September 29th. Max, let's switch gears a little bit as well and talk about what I would say is a larger topic of discussion, something everybody's talking about right now, something we've talked about internally. As I said, to open the podcast, you will be speaking more about this in depth on Thursday in front of a live audience. We're all excited for that. Data-driven attribution and how that's affecting Google Ads, what Google is doing moving towards the future, how they're getting that data together, right? How the marketers are going to be able to see that data and make conclusions. The days of last-click attribution are long gone. They've been long gone. We knew this change was coming. It's just, you know, I think it's just finally here, and it's immersing yourself in it. So to begin, before we get too granular, can you just give, you know, the listeners a little overview of what data-driven attribution really means and maybe how we started, how we worked up to this point today where Google has said, we're going to give you information that puts together this puzzle, right, to show you all of the things that may have contributed to your end goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In my opinion, Chuck, this is such a big revolution. And the more I look into it, and I spend a lot of time really looking into the technicalities of what's happening and having conversation with our Google team. And it's really fascinating to me. So in a nutshell, data-driven attribution is simply Google helping advertisers to determine if conversion happened, even if the current technology is not able to actually see those conversions, if that makes sense. Which means Google is looking and analyzing the interactions that are happening with the campaigns, and based on machine learning, artificial intelligence, and their technology, is going to create a model that will allow, you know, to attribute conversions, you know, even though, again, because of, and now we're going back to privacy, transparency, different things such as, for example, multiple devices, all of that longer and long user journey that now it's happening online where people are having more and more transactions, more and more interactions with different platforms, devices, etc. So now Google is saying, hey, look, I'm going to put my machine learning, my artificial intelligence in place so that I can help you create a model, and we're going to be able to bring those conversions home and put them in the Google Ads user interface so you can see them and actually being able to report on those. So it's really, really a powerful change. And obviously, it's just the beginning. And now going back to data-driven attribution, you know, outside of what it is, what really is revolutionary is the fact that up until now, accounts needed to meet a certain, you know, number of interactions or a certain threshold of things that happen in the interface so that Google can collect enough data and say, okay, you're eligible for data-driven attribution. Moving forward, it looks like that the machine learning, the artificial intelligence has evolved enough so that Google is ready now to use that data-driven attribution as the default attribution model, which is a huge change because up until right now, when you create a new attribution in or conversion in Google Ads, the attribution model by default is last click, which, to your point, I agree 100%, long gone, and it shouldn't be there anymore.
So half of the listeners may have totally understood everything you just said. There may be another half of listeners that quite understand it, but it's a lot. I mean, even it's when you explained it to me and my team, I had to stop and say, okay, let me really conceptualize and think about what Max is saying. So first of all, you said to start off that Google is now using a model, which I feel like is a very important term. It's a model to show you, you know, actions and events, conversions, etc., that you may not see, which could be very confusing. Yeah. And so that's why I think you did a great job when you came and talked to our team. You said, you know, something to the effect of the way the human mind works, we have to compare this to something, because if I try and explain it, you may get it and you may not, because that statement right there could be a little bit confusing. How is Google telling me that I got all of these conversions, all of these actions, but there's no one-to-one, there's no definite correlation, right? Well, they're using all of their signals behind the scenes. It's a pretty good guess. It's a pretty good estimation, right? But that can be, you know, a little, I would say, challenge for marketers to get their minds around, because we're so used to using data to be exact. Exactly. We're used to using data to say, no, no matter what your hypothesis was, no matter what you think, here's what the numbers say.
Exactly. That's why I call it big revolution. That's right. Why I think it is a true revolution.
So this data-driven model, and I'll keep using that word model, it's using all these cues, and this is only for Google Ads, right?
Yes, correct.
So if you're looking in Google Analytics, these things that we're talking about may look completely different or not apply. I can't speak on how you have your analytics set up, but we're talking about going in the actual Google Ads platform. So they're using all these signals and cues. What's going to change if I go back there? Is it going to be like a new bucket, a new column? Is it going to be all together? Like, what does that look like when I look at my data and I see I spent this much and I got this? How is this changing?
That's the number one question that everybody's asking now after Google just recently, it was just a couple of weeks ago, made the announcement. So, and I know that we talk about this, Chuck. As you can imagine, when Google has a lot of data about an account and is making the determination that that data is enough for you to use a model, you know that they use the data in the account. And this is where it's been up until right now that you had to meet a certain number of conversions in order for you to qualify, for your account to qualify to data-driven attribution. The revolution is that Google is saying now, I don't need any data. As you launch a new account, as you launch a new campaign, I know already that the attribution is based on a model. So this is truly the revolution, because when you think about it, okay, if I give you enough data, you can make projections and modeling, but now all of a sudden I just start with a blank slate, a new campaign, a new account, and you're telling me, no worries, I got you covered, because our machine learning, our artificial intelligence is so powerful that we're going to be able to do that. And you will see that under the conversion columns in Google Ads. And this is where everybody is just really curious when the first accounts will be ported over and you'll create a conversion in the account, and that conversion will be data-driven attribution, and that is going to be a new account. What am I going to see? And that's really the number one question I'm really curious to see.
So this is definitely new. This is starting this month in October. So this is really new. It's the beginning of October here. And just to do like a comparison, because these signals that Google's using behind the scenes, are we able to see what those are? Like, what I'm thinking, and I'll let you give an example too to the listeners, because I know you probably have a few, but like I'm thinking of like a credit report, right? Like I'm going to hopefully buy a house this upcoming year. Hopefully it's my penthouse on the beach, but we'll see, right? But I can log into my credit report and right. I can see the cues that are making my credit go up, down, whatever that may be. So I know the signals behind the scenes that are giving me that score to eventually qualify for whatever I need. Yep. Are we able to log in? Are marketers able to log in and see these exact signals? Or is Google basically saying, hey, door's shut, but don't worry, what's behind the door, we've tested, we know it's good, and it's using a lot of our machine learning, which I don't think is bad. We've gotten used to that. Right. But how much can we actually see at this point?
Not much. So, yeah, it's more of a closed door kind of thing, and you're not going to be able to see the actual signals. Not yet. We don't know, maybe, but not now. I don't think that's going to happen immediately. And so, again, it's going to be listen, Google is Google and is an incredible company in terms of technology, right? Nobody can argue that. And their platform, like the Google Ads platform, is like one of the best pieces of software in period in the world, really. So powerful, so many functionalities and features, and so many different data points. So I think that when Google, behind the scenes, is taking all that data, not only from your account, but for all the other similar accounts and everything, the amount of data that they have is so much and so powerful that they are going to be, I trust that they are going to be able to, start with a model. Obviously, then as your account start collecting more and more data, it's going to be more related to your own account and less to, the baseline data that Google has, but that's to be verified.
Yeah. I want to read a quote here that is on the Google blog, which is a link you shared internally, which some people may have seen already. It's from a head of online marketing at Doc Morris, who is talking about this data-driven attribution, and I think it's very powerful. She says, data-driven attribution allows us to assign the right credit to every touch point. With automated bidding and data-driven attribution, we've seen an 18% reduction in the cost of sales over last click. So there's lots of things you can conclude from that besides the fact that this is probably a positive change and will probably yield you a higher ROI if done correctly. But this to me tells me that you just said the door's a little bit closed right now, the signals are behind the scenes. But there's one very important thing that Laura said in her quote, which is give credit to every touch point. Before, you could be running search and you could be running display. You may look at your display campaigns and say, I spent, $15,000 in 3 months. I got 2 conversions, a lot of eyeballs. But my search campaigns, I'll tell you, I'm getting a pretty hefty amount of conversions. Let's turn off display and maybe put more in search. Maybe last year, maybe that's how the conversation went. Assigning the right credit to every touch point, that could be a whole different conversation where you look at the data now and there's no way that you're turning off display, right? In fact, this tells me you may even be adding channels to your marketing strategy because of the way Google is going to now tell you how all these things interact. Am I totally off there, or do you think that's likely where this is headed?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's where it's going, but I also welcome the fact that it's going that way. Because again, we are going to be able, thanks to technology, to see things and campaigns holistically, which is in the end like what we always wanted. And there's still a lot of work that everybody needs to do. Google, Facebook also is the same thing, But I think that the direction we're going, it's an exciting one.
And this is going to apply to everyone, right? If you launch an ad today, this is how your data-driven, model is going to appear. There's no opt-in anymore. Google's not going to tell you. This is for everyone.
Right. The thing is that up until this, so they're rolling out this in October. We create conversion actions every day, and still I haven't seen that. So like when I created a bunch of conversion actions this morning with my team, they're still last click as default. So accounts are being rolled out, I would say, throughout October. So it could be probably like Google being massive, like October, November, December. But I would envision that by the beginning of next year, everybody should be really like to a point where data-driven attribution is, a huge component of how you attribute the traffic from your ads.
Yeah. Google has millions of accounts, so if you don't see it now, that may give you the perfect time to listen to more of these podcasts, read more of our blogs, read up about it. If you have any questions, certainly you can reach out to us. We're happy to help and maybe even give you some consultation, info@morevisibility.com. Max, this is going to be something on your radar, I know, moving forward into the future. Maybe we have another podcast in the future as well, but leading up to Thursday when you're talking about it at our event. Give us one last, you know, tip or one last outlook that you'd like to leave the listeners with for data-driven attribution in the future. Anything that you'd like to say to just keep your eyes out for, any good tips for us?
I would say this, you know, when major changes happen, like especially in advertising, especially when you spend a lot of money, like you need to drive a lot of clicks and, you know, make sure that the people are seeing the ads, the tendency is like to freak out and to panic a little bit. But at the end of the day, the way I see it is like, this is truly, you know, moving in the right direction. So I invite advertisers to be informed, not necessarily to rush into everything that is flashy and new, because it's not really what it's supposed to be, but to keep an eye on things. And in addition to that, for things that make sense, start testing. Testing is huge, very important. So start testing those conversion points. Start looking at the data the way you, and if you're able to compare old data to new data, and start internally to work toward building models or modeling for conversions that you are going to be able to seamlessly connect from your old model to the new one, embracing technology and data-driven attribution.
A few years ago, when machine learning came to the surface, a lot of people said that agencies and people like us may not have jobs, because they would take everything away from us. What they didn't fail to mention at that time was a lot of people would panic when change happens. And that's exactly why we're here.
Exactly.
We're here to comfort you, and we're not going anywhere, because I can tell you business is great. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, or maybe you're looking at your channels and your engines and you don't know what you're looking at, just reach out. We're happy to help. That's why we're here. Max, thanks so much for stopping by today. Great stuff.
Thank you so much, Chuck.